12 more minutes of football. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson here with you from Texan Stadium. Zach Peterson here helping us with some numbers as well. Navarro has driven it to the Wimberley 36-yard line in typically methodical Panther fashion. But we're going to be able to look at that clock now with 12 minutes left and the Texans with a two-score lead. First down and 10 from the Texan 36-yard line. Evel back to throw, looking, running out of time, and he's going to be thrown down in the backfield and sacked by Moss Carruthers way back at the 43-yard line, loss of 7.
Woo, that's a big one right there. When we talked about it earlier, if they get up by two scores and force this Navarro Panthers hand to throw the football, they don't have the capabilities on a consistent basis to be able to throw the ball up. What surprises me is when Evald drops back and he's only got two receivers in the pattern, though. I mean, limit who you're throwing to.
Yeah, it really does. Well, they just don't have a innovative passing game, point blank. Here's the give off right tackle, and that's going to be a gain of 5 or 6 down to the 38-yard line. The ball carrier was Johnny Allegria. 5'6", 120.
Yeah, this is a
goodness.
This is a big set of downs right here because you know they're going to go for it on third and fourth down, third and 12.
Third and 12 from the Texan 38.
That's right, and this is an opportunity for the Texans. You don't have to stop them cold, but you got to stop them 3 or 4 yards right here. Make them force on that fourth down, possibly a throw.
Lively fans in the stands up on their feet, and they're going to give it to Ty Law, looking for running room in that far sideline. He might have the first down. He fought for it. I think he's going to be a tad short, maybe by a yard, but obviously they're going to go for it. It's going to be spotted at the Wimberley 27-yard line. Clock is at 10:20 now to go in the ball game. Texans lead it 34-21. Big, big play here. Fourth down and 1 from the Texan 27-yard line.
And do you sell out and bring the house? Earlier they sold out, brought the house and the dump-off play. Do you sell out here? They got 9 guys in the box right here.
Evel will turn, gives it right up the middle, and that is Gomez. He's got the first down, moves the pile down to the 23-yard line of Wimberley. But, frankly, I think the Texans are certainly going to be happy with allowing Navarro to gain 4 yards of play.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever, especially right now. You're talking 9:50 left, and the clock is still moving right now. So every second that clicks off that, and again, Navarro without the explosive offense really doesn't have that capabilities unless a mistake is made by Wimberley to make a big play. It's still going to take them 2-3 minutes to get into the end zone from here.
First down and 10 from the 23-yard line of Wimberley. Evel back to throw now, looking over the middle, runs out of time though. He's going to take it up the middle. He's got the 15, sidesteps a defender to the 5, and good grief, did he get in the end zone?
They're going to call him down at the 1, but holy moly.
What a run of 22 yards by Evel.
He was hit at the 16.
Spun around, juked a couple of defenders, Jared, and he didn't fool Wimberley. Wimberley just couldn't get a grasp on him.
Yeah, my 2 or 3 minute scoring summary right there was
they blew that
off unless we can stop them. Evel probably go over the top right here, I would imagine.
At the 1 yard line, quarterback sneak. You're right about that.
Did
the ball come loose? No signal from the official. No touchdown
He's
sign.
Hurt, though. That was a big hit.
I thought he got the ball over the goal line, but let's see what the call is here. Nobody has signaled touchdown.
False start.
Navarro. Back him up 5. And, boy, you could see that coming. You could tell that Evel was going to take it himself. And so they're going to back him up 5 yards.
I
thought the ball came loose, but they're kind of ignoring that part of the equation, I guess.
I guess a false start is a dead ball at that point.
Yeah. Back it up to the 6-yard line. How big is that? Wow. So here's Evel again. Under center. He'll take it now, give it to Ty Law. Left side, and Ty is going to be able to spin his way into the end zone for the touchdown from 6 yards out. Nothing fancy about that as Law is able to score his fourth touchdown of the night. He scored all their touchdowns.
Yeah, he's when they get close, they run that sweep play, and Law's got that he's got that vision that he steps through the hole and really makes one person miss, and he's in the end zone.
Here's Alfaro now will come on and try to tack on the extra point. Oh, those missed extra point woes for Wimberley. Here is the extra point try. It is up, and it is good. And with 8:29 left to play in the ball game, our score, Wimberley 34 and Navarro 28. Stay with us, everybody. You're listening to Wimberley Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas not-for-profit educational institution. Start here. Get there.
And by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood Broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
Back at Texan Stadium, Alfaro now looks like he's setting up for the onside kick. Navarro has the wind at their back, and they trail it by 6 points with 8:29 left to play in the ballgame. This is setting up for a fantastic finish, to say the very least. Texans have a couple of players deep, but they've got nine players way close, their hands team. Let's see what this is going to end up being all about. Alfaro is going to onside kick it. It takes a big hop. It's rolling around, but I think Texans have it. Yeah.
It's offsides anyways again.
Texans came up with it.
It's offsides on the kicking team again right here, though.
Benoli came up with the recovery, so Texans will have great field position again. And boy, there's so much about this game to dissect. When it's the kicking game has been unbelievably important tonight. Texans have had all kinds of woes with their extra point team. And Navarro, on the other hand, Les Goat over there has strategized his kickoff team. I mean, there's two ways of thinking about it. We were talking about it in the break. We thought he might kick deep this time with the wind at his back. And now they're going to say it was not offside. So evidently he thought he saw and he didn't see, or whatever the case. Yeah. But Texans will have great field position.
It's at always
the 45-yard line.
It's that difficult call when there's nobody else but those single team
to
there.
See that.
And you're looking literally down the 40-yard line.
That's right.
It's a difficult call to wave off a penalty right there.
How
you get overruled by the white hat right there, yeah, sure. Texans ball, 45-yard line.
45-yard line. Here's the turn, the give to Carruthers. And he is going to be tackled, an ankle tackle in the backfield. He gets a yard, and so it'll be second down and 9. Again, 8:14 left to play in the ballgame. Texans nursing a 6-point lead. And their offense has not been stopped by Navarro, so I just hope the Texans will continue to roll.
This is always the key question, and that key in the strategy of an offensive coordinator. Do you change what you've done all night and give the ball to Moss to run the clock? What do you do here? We'll continue to watch it.
Here's JoJo. He's going to roll left and throw it left. Martinez has it. Short of the first down as he goes out of bounds, and they stop the clock at the Navarro 46-yard line. Good gain, though, Jared. They're only a yard away from the first down now as the clock stops at 7:41.
Yeah, no doubt, Gavin. Probably going to think back on that one and think I should have buckled my shoulder down a little bit and went straight up and stayed inbounds and got the extra yard. But, too late now.
Texan fans were not happy with that spot. And Texan fans have been a little They've been a little antsy here tonight. Yeah, they've been vocal. They're testy.
That's right. Well,
feeling their oats.
The two-yard extra spot earlier may have
been. Here's Carruthers up the middle. He got the first down and more. He's able to get it inside the 40 down to the 39-yard line. So move the chains for the Texans. The clock runs, and the chains continue to move. So, boy, you just look at that score, though, Jared, and you just think, oh, you don't want this extra point to come back and crush our soul here late in this game.
Yeah, up six, and that is definitely a concern for you when you're looking at it, though.
No doubt. First down and 10, though. Texans have it at the Navarro 39-yard line. Give is to Carruthers. Left side, tough running. He gets it to the 35. That was almost exclusively on his own. That's a pretty nice four-yard run down to the 35-yard line.
Yeah, makes a guy miss 2 yards deep in the backfield, and then turns it back up to gain about four on it. So that's a big play. Keeps the clock running and keeps the momentum with the Texans. He looks like he's cramping up a little bit as he's standing out there, though, kind of trying to stretch out those legs.
Temperature at halftime when we checked was 47. Clear night, though. That's perfect football weather.
Wind has died down a little, but not a ton.
Second down and six from the 35 of Navarro. Quick pass over the middle. Is that Kowalski again? Yep. Think he's got it, and I think he's got the first down to the 28-yard line. That play has worked all night long, Jared.
Yep, it's the run-pass option that JoJo's got, and he's literally just takes one step, hot route seam right over the middle again. It's the Jason Witten first down. We give him a lot of credit, Jason
down
Witten.
Down to that. That's right. Well, he deserves it.
Cowboys fans in here. What? I'm not even a Cowboys fan.
28-yard line. First down and 10 for the Texans. And the clock hits the six-minute mark.
Take a shot right here. That's what I would do.
Weeks has Carruthers to his right. He's going to take the snap and run it himself. Big hole to the 20, to the 15, and down to the 12-yard line is JoJo Weeks. How about that? Nothing fancy about that. They're going to spot it at the 14. I'm not sure why, but it's a first down and 10 for the Texans.
You know, I've said all year, if they just give us a radio, we could help them.
That's right.
Those refs, they need our help.
They need our help. They're spotting it at the 14-yard line. How big a play was that? JoJo Weeks, I think that was his first carry of the night. It was a big one as he moves the chains again. Carruthers has the handoff to the 10, to the 5. Moss Carruthers takes it home. Touchdown, Wimberley.
Same run-pass option, hands it off to Moss. And Moss barrels up the middle for the touchdown. 14 yards, and he was shot out of a cannon as soon as he got the ball. I think he was excited that JoJo didn't pull it from him, and he took off. Touchdown, Wimberley, 40-28. Going to go for two. Does that surprise anybody?
Why not? Boy, and a great job by that offensive line, Jared. We haven't said anything about the offensive line here tonight, but they put 40 points on the board, and much of that credit should go to that offensive line as the Texans take a timeout prior to the two-point conversion. Remember, if you're a local business owner and would like to help sponsor these broadcasts, please give our office a call to find out more information at 512-965-9969. Certainly a great way to get your message out to the Wimberley community. Doug Warren takes a timeout prior to the two-point try. They've tried for two tonight about five times more than they have all year, Jared.
Yeah, I think this is the first time that I've seen them really have to go into it and really need to go into it. And unfortunately, no success in the kicking game as extra points have all have been missed so far. Both of them been missed by Nick Coles with the wind today, so they're going to run it and continue to do the old two-point conversion. So
here we go.
Some success with the tight ends, and as we look up here, 84, Caden Kowalski, and 34, Matt Mitchell, both in the game at tight ends. Seven linemen up on the ground.
Here's Weeks looking left. Now he's going to flip it into the end zone, caught by Gavin Martinez for the two-point conversion. 5:15 left to play in the ball game. Wimberley, 42. And Navarro, 28. You're listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center,
specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
And by Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes, as well as remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.
All right, 42-28, Texans once again with a two-score lead over Navarro with 5:15 left to play as Ramos set to kick off. Again, the winner tonight, quite likely the district champion this year. Here's Ramos's kickoff against the wind. It's pretty good considering it's against the strong wind. He's got the 14 to the 25, ooh, and he is hit hard at the 27-yard line as the return man was Mason McCallop. That's where Navarro will take the ball.
Uh-oh. That was a big hit right there.
Yeah, he got hit hard coming right up the middle. And now Ty Law is kind of gimpy as he's going to walk over to the far sideline. Matt Mitchell kind of pats him on top of his helmet. We talked about this being a rivalry game, and these guys know each other. They're not, they don't live that far away from one another. They probably played football against each other since they're 10 years old. So Navarro will have it at their own 27-yard line. Panthers are running out of time with 5:08 left to play in the ballgame, trailing by two touchdowns.
Spread offense for the Panthers.
Evel now. Quarterback back to throw. Throws it right side. It's going to be caught out to the 31. And the receiver, Wyatt Blair, was able to get it out to the 35-yard line, a pickup of 8. And who knows, Texans may be able to come up with an interception here as Navarro is forced to do something that's outside their comfort zone, to say the very least. Evel, looking left, throws it over the middle. It's caught at the 45. That's Blair again. First down, he gets it out to the 47-yard line.
And a little confusion for the Wimberley Texans right here, not having to play really the fast pace offense, and on that top side, Hunter Benoli just couldn't quite get over there in time.
Evel now will look left, little inside handoff though, and that goes to Gomez. Nobody's fooled though. He stopped right at the line of scrimmage, may have gotten a yard to the 47-yard line.
And Matt Mitchell stuck him again.
And a timeout is being called by someone. Oh, they got an injury timeout. Let's take it with them. Our score, 42 for Wimberley, 28 for Navarro. You're listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding Hill Country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 and Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at byroneccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
Second down and 10. Navarro has the ball, and they're going to reset the play clock now. And restart the clock with 4:19 left to play. Navarro has it, trailing by two touchdowns. Evel will take it himself. Looking right side, he's got some running room to the 45-40. Quickly down the right sideline. He's still in bounds, and he's going to take it the distance for a touchdown. You got to be kidding me. 53 yards. The one thing the Texans didn't need to do was give up a big play, and they did.
That's
seriously.
How did that young man stay in bounds,
I'm not
man?
Not sure.
What a run right there, and a designed run. Straight off the get-go, off to the right-hand side. And Mitchell chasing, couldn't quite catch him, and he makes it all the way down the right sideline and for the touchdown.
Alfaro now will come on, try to add this. How big is this extra point? The kick is up. and it is good. 4:04 left to play in the ball game. We're still playing football here at Wimberley. Wimberley, 42. Navarro, 35. You're listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, Branch Leader Financial Consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings. Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org.
Well, the Navarro Panthers just won't go away. The Texans have outplayed them the entire game, and still Navarro kind of hangs around as their quarterback, Will Evelt, takes it 53 yards to the house, and now we'll have yet another onside kick here, it looks like, as Alvaro is setting it up. And Navarro doesn't even try to hide the fact that they're going to onside kick. There's plenty of time. They have all their timeouts and 4:04 remaining, and they got the wind at their back. And Les Goat just says, heck with it.
Now, I want you to look. If you're not here, Coach Warren is literally on the 41 looking down the line with the linesman thinking, okay.
He's going to help him.
If he calls it this time, I'm going to go in his ear.
The offside call you're talking about, yeah.
He's offsides again.
Here's the try. It's going to be caught by Cade Stover, though.
Yeah, I don't. You might as well just let that one go. But what it is, I tried to figure it out last time, but what it is, it's the upback that's standing there next to the deal.
Right, standing next to the ball.
He takes off when the guy passes him. And his right foot is over the line every single time. He didn't get the call that time, but needless to say, it doesn't matter. They got a 48-yard field, 47-yard field 47 again.
47 yards now. The Texans will get it at the Navarro 47.
Yeah, at what point do you think that this is not working?
Counterproductive, I think is what you would call that.
Yeah.
At any rate, Weeks has the ball now. And there's movement, and they're going to back the Texans up 5 here. Boy, it's going to be awfully nerve-wracking if this thing comes down to the end and Navarro has the ball to tie the score. Of course, that's looking down into the crystal ball a little bit, but Texans have literally outplayed the Navarro Panthers from early on tonight, and you just hate, if you're a Wimberley fan, that it's this close. First down and 15 now. Texans at their own 48-yard line. The turn and the give to Carruthers up the middle. Nice nifty bit of running. Uses his hand to stay down, and he's finally thrown down to the ground after a gain of 8, though, down to the Navarro 44-yard line. And so it'll be second down now and 7.
And something you don't see much in 4A football today, on the tackle, number 6, Evald.
The quarterback.
Is playing free safety.
And a dang good tackle it was.
Yeah. Could you imagine what the Wimberley Texan fans would flip out if JoJo Weeks goes and plays free safety?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't allow Doug Warren to do that. I'd have to pull the plug on that. Second down and 7. Weeks, shotgun. He'll take it. Looks over the middle. There's that play again. It's Kowalski makes a move. I think that's Mitchell. All the way down inside the 15-yard line. The quick hitter. Texans at the 13, first down and 10.
I believe they got something going with that play. Again, doesn't even have the opportunity at that point to hand it off. The run-pass option, Moss Carruthers was still a yard and a half away from him before the handoff, and immediately JoJo seeks it out. And I think that's, you know, we talk about JoJo being a special quarterback. That's one thing that we don't talk about enough with him possibly is the fact that his eyes are always moving. He goes through his progressions, and on that
downfield,
one,
field. You're right.
He makes a strike throw to Matt Mitchell and a huge gain for the Texans.
First down and 10 at the Navarro 13-yard line. Long count. Weeks will take it himself. Running out of running room, though. Stiff arms a defender, throws him to the ground, and is able to get a yard maybe down to the 12-yard line. It'll be second down and 9.
For those of you out here in the radio land that heard the extra chuckle, that was Zach Peterson in the background laughing.
Flag, by the way.
I saw that. Got to be holding.
See what the call is. Yeah, it's going to be holding against the Texans. They'll back it up 10. 2:31 left to play. The Texans still have this 7-point lead, and they're driving, but that holding call obviously will cost them. Let's see where they ultimately put the ball down. Looks like they're going to put it down at the 23-yard line. They're still not in Nick Cole's field goal range here. Definitely with this wind, he's back up and blowing pretty solidly. First down and 20, though. They got to get to the 3-yard line for the first down. Weeks turns and gives it up the middle. No, he's going to flip it over the middle. Fake the handoff. He got Mitchell, though, inside the 20. That's a gain of 7 down to the 16-yard line. So it'll be second down and 13 now. And at some point, Les Goad will start
there it is.
Calling timeouts. Yeah, there's a timeout. We'll take it with them. Our score, 42-35. Wimberly with the lead. You're listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sport Network.
Support comes from Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 Atlas SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
And by Chang's Hapkido Academy in Wimberley, providing instruction in the defensive martial art of Hapkido and physical fitness obstacle course training for students of all ages. Class schedules, pricing, and directions to 10330 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley at hillcountryhapkido.com.
Ooh, that's true. 42-35, Texans have the football now. It's second down and 13. They've got it at the Navarro 16-yard line, trying to finish off this game and this win against the Panthers. Weeks will take it himself. He's got a hole. He's inside the 15 and stretches it down to the 11-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 5, and Navarro will take its second timeout. We'll keep it here this time.
Astros 5, Dodgers 3.
How about that?
Bottom of the sixth, maybe? In the sixth inning. Yep, bottom of sixth.
Good game. I got a feeling that thing's going to go 6 or 7 games.
Boy, what a series it's going to be. There's no doubt about that.
2:16 left to play here tonight in Wimberley. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson with you, along with Zach Peterson. And stay with us after this ball game. We'll have a post-game show. We'll run down the scoring. There's been a lot of it. This thing has been everything we expected it to be. We knew these two teams were competitive, and they are certainly going toe-to-toe here against one another. Again, the Texans haven't beaten Navarro since 2012. So these seniors for Wimberley came into tonight's game wanting and almost needing to win against Navarro. We're ready to go now. Third down and 8 from the 11-yard line. Got to get almost to the 3-yard line for the first down here. One timeout remaining for Navarro with 2:16 remaining in the ballgame. Weeks rolling right, looking in the end zone. He caught it. Touchdown. It's man in the back of the end zone, and that might just do it. 11 yards. Weeks rolled right, and Jarrett, that's been the same play they've hit on earlier.
That's actually Stover. It did look like White Man. I'm with you. It was Stover, and you're exactly correct. It was the exact same play he has scored 3 touchdowns on now. Holy moly. And we're going to kick the extra point, guys.
Here's Nick Coles now. He's going to come in and
Ramos.
Try to kick it. No, it's Ramos. That's right, Ramos. And the extra point is up, and he powers that one through the goalpost. 2:12 left to play. Our score, Wimberley 49 and Navarro 35. You're listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this broadcast of Wimberley Texan football is provided by Stevens & Malone, LLP, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and surrounding communities by providing legal representation in the areas of real estate business, estate planning, and probate law. More information at StevensMaloneLaw.com. And by 5-Star ER. 5-Star ER is not an urgent care center. It's a freestanding emergency room with the same care you'd expect from a traditional hospital ER. So, when you need the ER, make it 5-Star. Across from HEB on 290 in Dripping Springs. Learn more at 5starer.com.
All right, we keep saying this, but it appears that the Texans have the 2-touchdown lead, and this should be enough to win the game with 2:12 left to play. In our ball game, JoJo Weeks, again for the second week in a row, has six, count them, six touchdown passes tonight. Here's Brian Ramos now with a kickoff. It's going to be short. Bounces and taken on the bounce at the 20 and out beyond the 30-yard line. Flag on the play. And the return man, McCallop, takes it to about the 31-yard line, but I think they may back this up. Thrown in the vicinity of holding.
Yeah, it looked like it was probably holding on that left-hand side.
Wyatt Mann hasn't punted tonight, has he?
No, he has not. Hadn't needed to. They have not stopped every offensive possession the Wimberley Texans have scored. In fact,
that's
the only
good output
stop of the game.
Offense.
The only stop of the game was the Wimberley Texans' first stop in the, what was it, end of first quarter, beginning
end of the
second
quarter,
which is why we have a 14-point difference right now.
Holding now against Navarro, so they'll step him back. Again, the Texans, should they hold on to this now with 2:03 left to play, they will find themselves atop the district standings with Hondo, with a date with Hondo set for 2 weeks from tonight. Hondo will play Navarro next Friday night. But first things first, they've got to finish this off. Eveld, the quarterback. He's got Ty Law next to him in the backfield. Actually, that's Gomez. Pump fake. He's going to try to go to Blair deep. Throws it downfield. Well covered, though, and intercepted. Kate Stover has intercepted the ball, and that should just about do it. Kate, you might want to get off the field. Don't get any more unsportsmanlike calls.
Don't wave your hands.
How about that? He's a fired-up young man, though. And so are the Texans on the sideline tonight.
And I got to tell you, just watching this play, it develops really right down here in front of us, in front of the Texans bench. Cade Stover does a job that you really tell your cornerbacks to do. He drives the receiver out of bounds.
Yeah.
Hat, you can see the linesman right here putting his hat back on. Even if that guy catches the ball, it's a penalty. So Cade's the only one to come up with an opportunity that gets it. Huge turnover for the Texans. Minute 54 left, and you got to think number 44, Moss Carruthers, is probably going to be about the only person to handle the ball right now.
And Navarro can only stop the clock one more time with a timeout. And I think you're right. This is from henceforth, it's the Moss Carruthers show. And he will get the handoff, sure enough, right up the middle. Navigates forward to the 45. That's a nice little run of about 7 yards. It'll be second down and 3. The clock continues to run. Let's see if Les Goat even bothers with using that extra timeout with his team losing by 14.
I think at this point you're 3 yards away from a first down, and obviously given that he may have had 2 yard gain right there, maybe they call the timeout. But a first down ends the football game, and I believe if I'm doing the math in my head enough, even no first down ends the football game right here with a minute 15 left, clicking on the clock.
Yeah, with no timeouts called, that's definitely the case. Weeks will run the play clock down to about 3, and he'll give it to Carruthers up the middle. Moss gets it back to the line of scrimmage, but that's
the
it.
Timeout.
And now the Panthers will call a timeout. We'll take it with them. Our score, 49-35. Wimberley with the lead. You're listening to Texan football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities. With board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas not-for-profit educational institution. Start here, get there.
Back at Texas Stadium, 102 left to play in the ball game. Texans with the lead, 49-35. Third down and three at the Navarro 49-yard line. Navarro now is down to their last, well, actually, they just took their last timeout. If the Texans can move the chains here, that'll be your ball game. Weeks now has the snap, and he's trying to spin his way forward. Instead, he's going to lose about 6 yards all the way back to his own 45-yard line. But they can run this play clock down to about 12 seconds, I think, before they snap the ball. It's going to be fourth down, so Texans kind of have a decision to make.
You will see a Wyatt Man punt right here.
And you might see a delay of game penalty. They might just run this thing out before they get Wyatt Man to punt. And if Wyatt Man punts, it'll be his first punt of the night, and he's out there warming up his leg. And your offense has done a pretty good job if your punter gets on the field to punt for the first time with seconds left in the ball game. 2 seconds and one, and yeah, they're going to they may have called it. Yeah, he called a timeout, did Doug Warren. We'll keep it here. He called a timeout with about 1 second left on the play clock. 13 seconds left to play in the ball game, Jared, and the mission accomplished for the Wimberley Texans. They're going to come away with a win here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's been an offensive game, as you can tell, as you look at the scoreboard, 49-35 with 13 seconds left. I mean, the determining factor was the big stop by the defense, and at this point right now, that made the difference in the football game. I mean, there's just no other way to put it that both teams continued to score on offense. Neither one could really stop the other, but Wimberley's quick strike offense was more than Navarro could handle tonight.
Right, and Wimberley was able to come up with a couple stops. That's all they needed was a couple, and they got them. And henceforth, they're gonna get the win here tonight. Weeks is lining up. They're not gonna punt the ball though. Weeks is in the position at quarterback. Who knows? He may just pooch kick it. I guess he could do that if he wanted to.
Huh.
But it looks like they're going to run a play, though. Yeah, he's going to roll left, looking, and throwing to the right side. Caught by Gavin Martinez, who steps out of bounds with 7 seconds left. He's got the first down, and that'll wrap things up for the Texans. How about that? Doug Warren feeling his oats here, and on fourth down, he's able to move the chains one more time. This will be victory formation. Texan fans on their feet. They're ready to celebrate this one. It's been a long time coming. The last time they beat Navarro, 5 years ago in 2012. And they have done so again here in 2017. Huge win for the Wimberley Texans. They take the snap at the end of the ball game. And that will be the last play of the game. Stay with us, everybody. We'll have our post-game show after this timeout. Final score, Wimberley 49 and Navarro 35. You're listening to Texan football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this Texan football broadcast is provided by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood, broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
And by Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes, as well as remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.